The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliates of Fuel Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
The Mind Aware, 337.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hi, this is Dana Wild with the Mind Aware Show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, how many of you would like a little bit more adventure in your life? Wouldn't it be nice? You know, you ever have dreams of just being like taking some grand adventure, leaving it all behind, starting over, or maybe it's even just following your big dream and having the confidence to do that. Well, if so, then you're going to enjoy today's guest. I am here with Rob Harsh, and he is the true adventurer. Like, he does this. This is his job, is to be an adventurer, to be an example. And it all started back in 2012 when he decided to quit his job, leave it all behind, and move forward. And now he coaches others to do the same. So, hi, Rob. Gosh, let's get into it. Tell me everything. I want to know, like, what in the world would make you do this?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. For me, it was really just about finally following my real passion in life. You know, I had a successful career for over 20 years working in the corporate world. And I was one of these guys who would just sit and look out my office window and wonder what it would be like to be out in the mountains today and taking people, taking others out into the mountains. You know, being in the outdoors has been a transformational part of my life. And in 2012, I unfortunately went through an experience where I had a girlfriend die from pancreatic cancer. And it really proved to me how short life really is, and that the most important thing is that we're happy. And one way to truly, truly be happy in life is to follow your heart and follow your passion in life.
I'm kind of curious then, was this something that you had been thinking about for a while, and then when you had this tragedy happen, it was like a light switched and you went, that's it? Or was it something more like, at the time you did it feel like, okay, this is just the next logical step for me to do this? Were you thinking about it for a lot longer before you actually did it?
Of course. I mean, I think this is all a journey back to who we've always been. You know, think back to when you were a kid. What did you do when you were a kid? You know, you love to play, you love to explore, you love to imagine. But as we grow up, what happens? We kind of lose that imagination, and our dreams kind of fade away, but they're always there in the background. And, you know, we get these calls to adventure in our lives. Sometimes we refuse the call, you know, and I had many, many, many opportunities as a young man, to follow this larger call to adventure. And I did, you know, some really incredible things. You know, I climbed mountains in Nepal and I swam in oceans and I explored jungles and did all kinds of crazy stuff. But, you know, at some point I no longer wanted to be a weekend warrior. And I also wanted to step forward, and I wanted to teach people what I had learned through adventure and through the method that I learned through going out and exploring these crazy places in the world.
Do you think people don't do it because they argue for their limitations, or they argue for all the reasons why they can't do something? Quitting the job, there's all these voices that say, yeah, but how are you going to pay the rent? And, you know, what about the kids? And, you know, I can't do that. All of those kinds of things. Do you think that's probably the biggest battle we've got with doing something like this?
Absolutely. It's all a story. It's all a story in our minds, and you know, these limiting beliefs are programmed into us when we're really young, you know, so we spend a lifetime really trying to overcome those, and a lot of these are programmed into our subconscious minds. You know, the subconscious mind is a million times more powerful than the conscious mind. So overcoming our subconscious patterns, our subconscious habits is really hard to do, but it's possible with practice. And as a runner, as an athlete, as an explorer, and as an adventurer, I went out and expanded my comfort zone, and I did hard things, and I practiced expanding my comfort zone and stepping into my fears. And I think one day it just seemed natural for me to step into that larger fear and say, this is what you're doing in life. Just let go and go do it. And I'll be the first to tell you, it's not easy. You know, letting go of that security blanket is pretty tough. But on the other side of your fear, all your dreams and all your imagination is waiting for you.
Do you have any tricks for taming the inner critic, the voice in our head that wants to shut us down?
You know, overcoming your fear is not rocket science. I mean, we're either running away from our pain or our fear, or we're running towards it. And this is about every day surmounting one fear and stepping a little closer every single day and doing something that maybe you're uncomfortable to do. And when you do that over and over and over again, you start to trust that, wow, maybe I can do these things. Maybe that person inside of me that says, no, you can't do these things. I'm not capable. I'm not worthy. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I don't have the education or the skill. It's all, BS. It's all your story in your mind. And that I got news for you. You can change your story. You know, you've done it before. You can look back at your life and see all the times where you overcame some obstacle. So reflecting back and looking at all those times where you did that and then stepping forward in the present moment and saying, of course, I can do this again. It's logical. And you start to come back to that idea you had when you were a kid. I mean, when you were a kid, you believed anything was possible. This is what it is. This is the journey to come back to that way of seeing the world.
Yeah, it's one of the things I love about working with entrepreneurs is that they're such big dreamers. You know, we're so unmoldable into the rest of the world, you know. We're kind of like just right on the precipice of taking adventure every day, just following our dreams. And so I want to repeat what you said that I thought was really important, which was that you get to change the story. You get to decide how you move forward in the world, and also make a case that you've done this before already. You've already done things in the past. You've already overcome things. You've already succeeded at things. You have a history of doing that. And so why not this next thing too? It is just a matter of taking those baby steps and doing it. So nice. I love it. This is Dana Wild with the Mind Aware Show. You are listening to Rob Harsh. He is over at awakenedadventure.com. I'll put the link right here on the page so that you can just click it and head on over there. He's a coach, and he's an adventurer himself, and he helps people live their dreams. Go out and learn how to take those steps so that you actually feel confident and live your dreams and move toward the adventure of your life that you're looking for. So that's awakenedadventure.com. Sit tight. I'm going to check in with our Facebook audience. For those of you that don't know, we're here live every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And we're going to check in. If you want to be part of the conversation, just show up over on the Mind Aware Facebook page. Come on in. Be part of the conversation. Ask questions. When I come back, we are going to talk more to Rob about taking adventure, taking those first steps today. We'll be right back.
What's going on with you? You seem so up all the time, and your business is on fire. What are you doing?
I started Train Your Brain U. It's the only program for entrepreneurs that addresses mindset and business growth strategies. The idea behind the program is that when you feel good, you act great, and it's awesome. You can check it out at trainyourbrainu.com, and that's trainyourbrainu, the letter U, .com.
Is it expensive? Seriously, it's like you're a whole different person.
It's only a dollar a day, and you get all the latest tools to help you stay positive and grow your business. You would love it.
Where do I go again?
TrainYourBrainU.com. That's TrainYourBrainU, the letter U, .com. Check it out today.
Hi, everyone. This is Dana Wild with the Mind Aware, and welcome back to the show. You know, we're having a really interesting chat with Rob Harsh. He's someone who quit his job, corporate job, left his job, left everything behind, and said, you know what, I'm going to be a full-time adventurer. I'm going to go back to my roots. I'm going to get in touch with that inner child, because that's what kids do, right? They're on adventures all day long. He's got a new book coming out very shortly here. It's within the next few months. It's called The Seven Pillars of Practice. And so actually, let's talk a little bit about that. If you had to pull one of those pillars out that you think would be useful for entrepreneurs to hear right now, let's hear it.
So reflection is, you know, it's a pretty easy concept for people to understand. It's about really looking back at your life and looking at the choices that you've made in life. And what's interesting about reflection is, you know, we're always seeking the answers somewhere in the future, don't we? You know, we're always looking down the road. We're trying to get intellectual knowledge. We're trying to learn from some guru, you know, a rock star entrepreneur. And we're looking for these answers in the future. But I believe the answers are all in the past, you know, because we're the ones that got us into this mess. We're the ones, you know, if we just looked back and saw how we got to where we are today, we could step forward in this present moment and do really amazing things. Now, there's some things that kind of get in the way sometimes. You know, reflection could be really easy for some people. Like, you know, you go through your day and you're like, you know, you review your day and you're like, oh, you know, I responded to this person in this way and that person in this way. And, you know, this is how I showed up. But sometimes when we look back on our lives, these big turning points in our lives, it's hard for us to look back at these because we have regrets, we have doubts, we have all these feelings about our past. But our past really is giving us a pathway to our future. And, you know, it is about creating a habit around these pillars of practice and a habit around reflecting upon your life. So there's all these patterns in life. All of our limiting beliefs, all of our habits, all of our stories show up. And so if we can just see them and become more conscious of them, we can see all these amazing clues to stepping forward and breaking free of our limitations.
Yeah, we're big proponents of awareness here, you know, being aware. Because once you're aware, then you've got a fighting chance. You know, it's when we're operating unconsciously that it's hard to break free from things. So very, very thoughtful. Good stuff, Rob. Do you want to give any parting advice to entrepreneurs who are following their dreams today?
You know, I think for me as an entrepreneur and a coach, I have to remind myself every day that I'm not perfect. that I am imperfect. And every day I wake up, I need to embrace my imperfection and accept that. And for me, that is one of the most powerful lessons that I've learned in my life, because we're always striving to be better. But can we wake up tomorrow and say, I'm just good enough the way I am today, and I'm happy with that.
Bam. Boy, that's the truth, isn't it? It's like, love yourself, people. You have everything you need right now. It's so good. Thanks for that. I love it, Rob. Thanks so much for being here. I really enjoyed this, and I can't wait till the book comes out.
Thank you so much, Dana. It's been a real pleasure to be here today.
And thank you, everybody, for being here. You get what Rob's saying, right? Rob is saying that if you make daily habits of reflection and of taking those baby steps and moving forward and making the case for who you've been in the world, the success you've had, but also who you are today. And if you're easier about it and realize that it's okay to embrace your imperfection, and in fact, you can be successful with your imperfection, and maybe I would say even because of your imperfection, there's no reason why you can't be living your adventure right now and every day. Tap back into that inner child, and you've got this. And the best part is, you can do it right now. You can start today. And why wouldn't you?
See you next time on The Mind Aware Show.
Ready, fire, aim.
I can do anything I want with my life, and no one can stop me.
Once you shift these habits and you do it long enough, it becomes so easy and natural.
I am on a ball in outer space.
I bet you try salad tomorrow for breakfast after hearing this. Get a tattoo on your forehead that says shift your focus. It'll make it so easy.
Music comes from the space between the notes.
Bam. That's it. No truer words have been spoken. I love it.
What kind of business do you want? Do you want a brick and mortar, or do you want a click and order?
I want people to practice good legal hygiene.
I'm a foodie, too.